This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Critics call it cruel. Alabama intends to execute a convicted killer today, Thursday, with a gas never used before in an execution, nitrogen gas. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on Kenneth Eugene Smith's expected execution hours from now.
Alabama says it plans to replace the 58-year-old's breathing air with nitrogen gas, rendering him unconscious within seconds and killing him within minutes. Critics say the execution method violates a constitutional ban on cruel and unusual punishment. Smith survived a previous execution by lethal injection in 2022. It was called off before the drugs were administered because authorities were unable to connect the intravenous lines to his veins. Smith is one of two men convicted in a 1988 murder-for-hire slaying of a preacher's wife. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Maine's top court is not weighing in on whether former President Trump can stay on the state's ballot. That keeps intact a judge's decision that the U.S. Supreme Court must first rule on a similar case in Colorado. The White House wants answers to questions about a Palestinian-American teenager shot dead in the West Bank. The AP's Jennifer King.
The White House is demanding an investigation into the shooting death of a Palestinian-American teen in the West Bank. A friend who was traveling with him says the teen was driving a pickup truck when it was hit by apparent Israeli gunfire. Israeli police say shots were fired at people who were throwing rocks, but aren't saying who fired the shots.
The AP's Jennifer King reporting. Can a black high school student in Texas be punished for refusing to change his hairstyle? A judge in Texas has ordered that a trial be held next month. Daryl George has been kept out of his regular classroom at a Houston area high school since August. The school district says the long hair he wears in twisted locks violates a policy limiting hair length for male students. This is AP News. Now to a hack at Hewlett-Packard Enterprise, and who may have done it. The AP's Ben Thomas.
Another case of suspected Russian hacking has surfaced. The group is best known as Cozy Bear, an elite hacking team run by Russia's SVR Foreign Intelligence Service. Their latest suspected target, Hewlett-Packard Enterprise, the provider of information technology products and services, disclosed in a regulatory filing that hackers broke into its cloud-based email system on January 12th and stole data from cybersecurity and other employees. Last week, Microsoft reported it also discovered an intrusion on the same day and that the breach actually began in late November. The suspected culprit, again, Cozy Bear. It focuses stealth intelligence gathering on Western governments, IT service providers, and think tanks in the U.S. and Europe. I'm Ben Thomas.
The Dow fell 99 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.